The Kenai River personal use dipnet fishery has closed for the season. It ended at midnight Sunday, but for the city of Kenai, the cleanup takes a few more days. KDLL's Ben Stanton has the story.
The city park and recreation department rakes up the fish heads and pushes them down past the high tide line so they'll be washed away. Monday afternoon, Alex Cook is taking a quick break in between sweeps of the beach. He's driving a Parks and Rec tractor with a large metal implement attached to the back. It's basically a giant rake.
One dip netter said it should be called the Sandboni.
The result of the work is what looks like a groomed area where the fish carcasses have been raked up and moved. Cook says that fish waste is not all they've had to remove.
Yeah, some people left their whole campsites, the tents, everything, clothes, trash bags. We saw a complete wardrobe. People would just at the end just leave their stuff and leave. And then we have to all pick it up.
Really?
So if anybody wants a free tent, you better hurry up.
Cook himself did not dip net this year. He says it's a little tough to see that type of behavior and other behavior.
And some people that really irritated me, they'd fish and then leave whole fish out on the beach, dead, rotten, wouldn't even clean them or anything. Wasting fish.
But many people do respect the beach, and Cook says he likes this job. Cook fires up the tractor and heads back out. He says the goal with the raking is to return the beach to the way the local community expects it to be. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.